What about 10 quarters without scoring, especially on a couple of games? How nice is it to get the offense moving down the field?
Oh, that's very good. It's great. It's always a good feeling being able to get in the end zone. It felt good. From that first one, I think that's something that's gonna we made a big jump when we first got it a couple weeks ago, and now I think it's gonna happen a lot more. We're starting to get more confidence. I think it's gonna be good for us.
What has to happen this coming week to get y'all's first road win in a couple of years from
the last? We gotta win all four quarters. Everybody's gotta play great, no middle errors. We gotta have good discipline. That's a big thing. So
the climate affect you at all?
No, it's just the way I see it, it's just another game. Just go out there and play.
How frustrating is it? You have the best two teams in the league, Hawaii and Boise State, coming here and you go toe to toe with them, but at the end you lose the ball game. How frustrating can that be?
Those are always tough losses. It's always tough losing. But especially losing at home and then having them on the ropes and everything, and then us, it's a bummer. You come in after the game, it's just, you don't feel like doing anything. You just sit in your locker, trying to figure out, well, man, what happened? We were right there, and it's tough. It's very tough.
Do you sense that this team is ready to put the four quarters together and have that kind of breakout game?
Oh yeah, that's something every game I go in, this is our game, we got to put it all together, and then we do it, it looks good, and then, a little adversity will hit, some people go down, but we pick them back up, and we keep fighting, and that's a big thing we got to do, we got to keep fighting, it will all come together.
You've been around, we talked about not winning for a couple of years on the road in the WAC. Is that something that the coaches have talked to y'all about, that the players are cognizant of?
Especially us older players, we know that we haven't won on the road in a long time, and it's frustrating. We're going to get there, and we're going to do real good. I feel like if we go out to every game on the road and just play as best we can, we're going to be all right.
Kyle, there were two freshmen who made their first career start on the offensive line on Saturday. Just talk a little bit about those two guys and what kind of job you thought they did.
I thought they did an excellent job. It's always tough having your first start, especially at home. That first home start for me was probably one of my toughest ones. We had Fresno here, I think, and playing in front of a bunch of people is real, kind of like, oh, everybody's watching me. And I thought they did a very good job, They're good. They're going to be great players. And they already are good players. They're going to be really good players.
Any more questions for Tyler?
Just talk a little bit about Daniel and the way he's come on. And is there any difference blocking between him and Patrick at all?
Not really. They're both great backs, and all our backs are real great. As long as we get the holes open for them, they can make plays. That's all you got to do for any of our backs because they're all great.
Talk about that 76-yard run. What happened there in the quarter?
We all had our blocks, and everybody did what they were supposed to, and it just opened up. It was a good play, Everybody had their blocks, and next thing I know, I look up, and Daniel's 30 yards in front of me. I'm like, just keep going, just keep going.
Any more questions for Tyler?